Governor Andrew Cuomo, in the latest of four speeches outlining his 2021 plans, detailed billions of dollars in new and ongoing infrastructure projects that the governor says he hopes can provide jobs in the post-COVID economy. The I-81 project in Syracuse was mentioned as one of them. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo laid out a vast array of projects, including plans to create a new West Side transit hub in Manhattan that would rebuild the rest of the dilapidated Penn Station and revamp the New York Port Authority bus complex, which the governor describes as an eyesore. He also wants to expand the Javits Convention Center by 50% and extend the popular Highline Walkway. Cuomo also wants to continue the 2nd Avenue subway into Harlem and complete a third track on the Long Island Railroad. Upstate, the governor says an elevated walkway will be completed along the Hudson River in Albany, and the Blue Cross Arena Exchange along the Genesee River in Rochester will be expanded. A project to take down the Skyway Superhighway in Buffalo along Lake Erie will also be completed later this year. And a Legoland theme park will open in the Hudson Valley.
And we will make these investments at a time when the interest rates are low, when New Yorkers are looking for work, and when we can optimize the value of our investments.
Cuomo says the projects total over $300 billion. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.